I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The death toll from the cyclone that struck Burma on Saturday has risen to more than 22,000. 41,000 more people are reported missing. Officials with the UN World Food Program say they've managed to reach the first of an estimated 1 million people left homeless. But the group says many coastal areas remain cut off from food supplies because of flooding and road damage. On top of that, Burmese authorities are now imposing travel and visa obstacles on relief agencies who are trying to respond to the catastrophe. The World's Katie Clark begins our coverage.
Burma's military government has said it will accept international aid, but it's not acting that way. Aid workers not already inside Burma are being kept at bay by visa delays. And that's fueling doubts about how much access the regime will give to aid workers. There are also concerns about the logistics of reaching remote areas that have been cut off from the outside world. It may be a while before an official damage estimate can be completed, but anecdotal reports like this one from a woman living just outside Rangoon paint a bleak picture. She says all the trees around her house were blown away in the storm. The house looks very sad, standing in the middle of nowhere. She says it's like we're living in the middle of a cemetery. At least she still has a house. Many others lost everything. Paul Risley is a spokesman with the World Food Program.
There's a number of different catastrophes all occurring at the same time. In some villages, up to 90% of all roofs were completely destroyed just by the wind power alone. Then the tidal surge and the flooding that occurred right afterwards took out many other places.
Risley adds that when it comes to reaching cyclone survivors, time is of the essence.
The next 10 days are critical for the survival of the people who did live through the storm, and to get food, clean water, medicines, and plastic sheeting for roofs is essential over the next 10 days.
But it's not clear whether things can move that quickly. Joel Charney of Refugees International has his doubts. He says even under the best of circumstances, Burma is an inhospitable place for aid workers to operate.
It's this fine line. The relief community needs to be able to go in officially with the permission of the Burmese government. That's the only way that they can do it. But at the same time, they want to be able to work independently, not in a way that puts resources into the hands of the military, because there'd be obvious concerns about political manipulation of the assistance or the use of aid in a way that would benefit the military government.
That was apparently a concern of the French government. The French Foreign Ministry announced today that it was lowering the amount of relief money it was pledging to Burma. It said the move was in response to a lack of confidence in how the money would be used. For its part, the Bush administration is offering an initial $3 million to UN aid agencies to help Burma. It says it wants to do more, and it's offered to send in its own disaster assistance team to assess the crisis. But relations between the United States and Burma have been strained, and the Burmese government appears unwilling to accept any aid from Washington. For The World, this is Katie Clark.